Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
35 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
29 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
26 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
35 degrees.
W8RQS. Nothing heard. W8RQS. Clear.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
43 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
46 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
52 degrees.
And 8 degrees.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 54 degrees.
That's a nice conversation as well. So, yes, 2025 and be a job. And that's all you really need.
Yeah, that's my next purchase is a good D25 radio. So when I start looking, I'll come to you to get some good recommendations.
Yeah, I'll let you know on that. I know that they're working on getting a pair of frequencies for that, and hopefully that will play out and probably be a UHF band. But yeah, you can get these things cheap, and I've got them figured out. So, I mean, like, I can get these things for $150, and I've got them figured out to how to make them program and work and everything else, strip them down so they don't have any of the fancy stuff in them that you don't need, you know, because really all you need is conventional P25, couple three talk groups, and all the analog channels, and you're in business. So, and very, very solid unit and very, very inexpensive.
Good stuff. Y'all I'll do some looking. Like I said, that's my next purchase, so we'll, when the time comes, I'll text you.
Sorry, my dogs are having a fit, and I don't know why. So, all right, Mr. Dave, I'll see you tonight. It's a scheduling change. Paul, if you're listening, would you tell Bruce if he doesn't know? And we can go from there.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. And Paul, if you're listening, happy birthday. Hope you're having a fantastic birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today's my other buddy's birthday, too. I have to call him as well. Okay, very good. Well, take care, Paul. Happy birthday. And I think that's it. And I think Sean's out working somewhere southern end of the county today. So everybody have a good day. And we shall all see each other soon. And 8KPP.
Sounds good, Wally. Sounds good. Have a good one. We'll see you tonight. 73 is here. KYNU, Monica.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 57 degrees.
NT0Y mobile and listening, NT0Y.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 61 degrees.
It is a T-Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours, sunny, 61 degrees.
KE8AZI, Echo, 8 Alpha Zulu India, listening to me.
Thank you. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees.
Don't be making fun of the 980p.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
And a radio.
OOE, how are you doing tonight? This is KF80YL.
There's some inner mod going on or something. There must be a band opening. There's two repeaters on this frequency.
Really? Yeah, I'm noticing some strange behavior. I didn't know what it was.
Usually it don't open up like that. I got two repeaters coming in.
Well, your signal's coming in kind of broken up a little bit, but I can still make you out.
Yeah, I'm on. There must be one on this frequency source, Droid. Yeah, I should be on the Lapeer repeater, but I'm working in Guilford. I'm in Columbiaville right now, but I got an awful lot of gain on the roof.
I think the Lapeer one's in a temporary location that's not as good as its original or real location because their tower got blown down in that storm at the end of March there.
I didn't get blown down, it got folded in half.
Yeah, that's correct. I used the incorrect terminology. I saw the picture on their Facebook page. Yeah, it was the top third or so folded over. Yep.
Yeah, that was a little unbelievable. I was like, when I finally seen that, I was, everybody kept telling me about it, and I hadn't had a chance to look. When I finally seen it, I about fell over.
Well, what's the old saying? Shit happens. Just the luck of the draw, I guess. Who knows?
Well, last time it destroyed, lightning hit it in the early 90s, I think. Early to mid-90s, lightning hit it. Grenaded the antenna. I guess there was a little bit of a, it was almost questionable on the insurance, but it went through, and it looks like it's going to get replaced, but I'll tell you what, that there ain't nothing up that tower worth much. I remember when they done the new antenna, and I think they done T-line and pretty much everything on it. There was this guy in the club, his name was Ian, I can't remember his last name or his call sign, but he mopped down that silver coat all the way down that antenna from the top to the bottom. He'd goop up his gloves and do a couple more runs of it, move his way down that, I believe. I can't even remember how he finished it, but that was a major project.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm sure setting that stuff up is not not any easy projects. They got a project on their hands, that's for sure.
These young guys, I don't know if I could call that power, but these young guys are really good guys to pick up that thing. That's along with how tall was that tower? How many feet? Oh, it was a pretty standard thing. It was close to 100 foot. I don't know, maybe it was only 80, but I think we can only run 100 foot out and watch the permit.
Really? It was only 100 foot, I think. Well, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but 100 feet doesn't sound all that tall to me. A lot of personal people have 100 foot towers. I don't know. I'm not versed in the subject, so.
This is on the stop.
And I got a 60-foot standalone at our place in the UP just for the Starlink dish that's on it, just to get it out of the woods, because we're in the woods, so. I should put a ham antenna on there, too.
What town up there?
We're in a little town called Red Ridge. It's about 15 miles outside of Houghton on Lake Superior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got more gain to this antenna. I wanted more gain. I was talking to people on 14652 Simplex coming across 2 up there. And, I yelled quite a bit. I finally found a few people to talk to when I was coming across last fall for the color tour and for the Northern Lights. Yeah, I think I got you on one of those. I was coming across 28, and I think you were on 2 when we talked for a short time. Yeah, that was a riot. It's always good to hear somebody on. Man, there's less game than this one, quite a bit. Yeah, I need a better mobile mount on my car. Mount I had, not quite good enough, I don't think. I think I need a better one. Oh, yeah, this one was good enough to snap my last version of this antenna. You run it under that 8-foot railroad trestle up there and faster and snap the right off. Maybe it'll always. Yeah, that's no fun. I don't know why, but I tend to seem to forget about it. I drive into a spray wash and like, I hear, I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, I need to fold that down. I don't know why I always forget about it. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it clobbered it, snapped it right off at the middle load there. There was no fixing it. And I did that with a diamond, I think it's a diamond 9600, and the top part came off, but I contacted them. And I said, I didn't actually hit it. It actually, when I folded it down, it snapped, and the thing kind of, that top load part broke. And I contacted Diamond, and they sent me the whole new section of it, free of charge.
Diamond don't do that on the clone. This is an SG7900 clone.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, I gotta get back to what I was doing here, but good chatting with you. And this is KFADYL. I'll be clear on your final.
73. This is KBAOOE.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.